This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. There's an ongoing shortage of doctors in Texas overall, but rural areas find it especially difficult to attract and retain physicians. University of North Texas College of Science has created what it calls a primary care pathway program to fast-track students through med school to fill a need for rural doctors. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked about this with Deborah Beck. The assistant dean of health professions at UNT knows this problem firsthand.
My dad lives in a rural area. He's 94, and he must drive about 80 miles to Wichita Falls to get his cardiac care.
That's a long way.
It's a long way. When my mother was undergoing cancer treatment in Wichita Falls, there would be people who would come in from Haskell, and that was even farther away.
Is that also a problem with primary care physicians?
It can be. In Midland, there's a big shortage of physicians there. And, I mean, Midland's a pretty big town.
Yeah.
But there's still a shortage.
Are we talking about actual health risk or potential health risk?
It can be in some areas. In Seymour, which is about 20 miles from where my dad lives, some of the physicians rotate in there once a week. But it's not an ideal situation because they're not there all the time.
The situation you've been describing for me in Midland, Seymour, and elsewhere are examples of what caused UNT to create what you call the Primary Care Pathway Program.
Yes. The UNT Health Science Center wrote a grant to explore ways to get more physicians back into rural areas. So the students do 2 years at Midland College, and it's a rigorous curriculum. And then they will do a third year at UNT in Denton. After they finish their junior year, they will go right into the med school. So that's cutting off their senior year. We're developing an agreement to do a process whereby they can finish their UNT degree, a bachelor's degree, while doing their first year of medical school. So the plan is for them to do their clinical rotations, which most people do in their third year. The clinical rotations involve having people go into 6 or 8 different areas of medicine so they can decide what they want to do for the rest of their lives.
I see.
And so the plan is for them to do that residency training back in Midland at the Midland Memorial Hospital. So then in their fourth year, they will complete their fourth year of med school doing that hospital training and then go ahead and do their residency training.
You almost have to recruit for this program, though, people who are from rural areas.
Well, there is an interest in it with people from Dallas and all over the state. But there are some other reasons why people like to do that. It does cut off a year of tuition, senior year.
That's a biggie.
And then the medical college admissions test is not required.
You've got 4 students from Midland. Is there a requirement for them to practice in Midland or for a specific amount of time?
There is not a requirement. They're strongly encouraged to go back home and practice medicine. You can't hogtie somebody.
I was about to ask, why not have the requirement, though,
yeah,
since it's needed?
I think it may work really well, though, because they're fairly homesick, I think, for Midland.
How big of a difference is this going to make?
To have 4 more primary care physicians there, and there are 8 in the next group that's coming up. To have 12 people who want to go back and practice in your hometown and help alleviate that shortage, it would be an amazing help. And that area is booming with the oil, but there are underserved populations there also. And that would help to alleviate some of that need for physicians and just care workers, people who care about their patients.
Deborah Beck, thank you for being with me.
Oh, it's delightful to be here. Thank you.